Okay, so yeah, this video is going to talk about my brief run with this crew. Now, I don't know if you guys know what OLD means, but that's, you know, online. This is an abbreviation for online dating, right? And I usually don't, and I don't do online dating. But just to give a quick rundown as to how I even got to this experiment, I'm living in Prague, right? In Czech Republic, in Prague. And for those of you who are over in America, you may find this hard to believe. If, you know, if somebody may be watching this from North America, you may find this difficult to believe. But okay, here, women and like in, you know, in the prime age brackets of 18 to 25, and then even then, like a lot of older women after that, they're all super, not super skinny, but they're all skinny. They're all like, okay, in America, all these women would be models in North America. But here, it's the norm. Like, it's pretty much the opposite of North America, where like most women are going to be skinny because they walk a lot. You know, they're not going to have jiggle, you know, they're not going to be thick. You see, like thick. So I was just thinking, like, I'm just tired of having sex with you know, with skinny women. So I wanted like a thicker woman, like not fat, but just, you know, thicker. So I said, you know what? I said to myself, like, I bet if I try 30 and up, I'll probably have better luck, right? And even then, like over here in Europe, man, like I still couldn't find. There will be a handful of just completely fat women, but like for that, right in the middle, like probably like less than in the middle, probably like more on the skinny side, but just thicker, you know, like I could find some of them, but it was enough. Like America, if you're American and watching this, like Europe is just like, it's bizarro land. Like everything's backwards as far as physical quality of women go. Now the women here do look much better on average, but they all look the same. So to me, at least. And maybe it's just where I'm going and the places I am. But like they all, I mean, like I said, but it's not bad. Like I said, in America, these women would be considered models in America. And here is just the norm. But yeah, so I thought, like, you know, since women usually, you know, since women gain weight when they start losing it when they get older, maybe that'll be the crowd that I'm looking for. So I got on Tinder and it even felt weird doing it. I set the minimum age like 30 to like 50 or something, like, you know, just as long as they're not too old. And I did find some, and to be honest with you guys, like I think as soon as I went in there, as soon as I set up Tinder, swiped a little bit, went to go pick up, I was cooking. And as soon as I came back, I had matches and messages, right? Because they 30, they old, you know what I'm saying? And this is another reason why, this is why I say don't do online dating. Because, man, there is a reason why. See, for men, it's not that bad to go on it, because men, we're always hunting. But for a woman to be so messed up in the real world that men consistently walk past her to where she must now get on her phone and create something just to meet a man, just to talk to a man, that girl's messed up. Online dating is the junkyard of women. But like I said, I'm trying to just have sex with a thick woman with some jiggle in her boot, in her butt. You see what I'm saying? So I'm willing to like try it if I can like find it in this route, which I did. But the conversation, like, it doesn't feel, when a woman is single past 26, I say back past 26, if she's still single, you can usually tell within three exchanges why she's single. You can usually sense it. It's probably not that she's actually physically single, but it's like it's her demeanor behind it. You see, it's like, it's just how it's her character. Cause see, once they get, like I said in previous videos, once women hit 26 or 27, that woman can, in most cases, that woman can never truly love you. And the reason is because I'm taking this from somebody else's video. See, a lot of those women have been alpha widowed. And I don't know if you know what alpha widowed is or not, but alpha widowed is, okay, first off, widow, you know what a widow is, you know, the spouse dies and the living spouse has to keep going. Well, what the term alpha widow means, like an alpha man was hooking up with her And he was the best thing to her because I mean, on an alpha standpoint, and he just bounced on her and she's just alone. So no man can ever please her now. No man, because she's got this goal in her head of what a man should be from that alpha who left her widow. You see what I'm saying? He didn't die. He just bounced. So see these women over. This is why I said, man, there's so many reasons why I would advise. It's not really worth your time. Now there when you do talk to some of them, every now and then you'll find that one woman whose husband died of cancer or something like that, or long term boyfriend. You know, he ended up, you know, wanting to be gay or something. You will find that from time to time, and you can feel it in that woman. If she's truly still on some level companion material, you see, you can feel it. But I say 80% of them, 90% of them, most of them would just after 26. Most women will turn into zombies for the rest of their lives. For they're zombies for attention. But the attention they get is from the men that they don't want. So they just end up miserable, but still want attention. They like zombies, because zombies, they run around eating brains, but they ain't never, you know, saying that they're never fooled. They just, that is what women turn out after 26. Now, some of the women, they can still kind of pull decent guys if they keep filling their face up with anti-aging creams and all that BS. They can, you know, hold on to it maybe a few more years later. But a woman's mind is just gone. And like, okay, right before I deleted it, I think I had about seven that I had matched with. And it was like one right after another. I'm just unmatching. Why do you want to unmatch? No reason. Nope. Like, because it was just like talking to them. Like, it's for any man who has any self-esteem, you can tell exactly why these women are single. And these women, just like the last video I did about the porn star, these women, the only men who will actively put up with that out of 9 out of 10 of them is going to be some weak pushover guy. That's the only man who can, because you notice when women are hit like 26 and up, they very rarely get with like a legit dude who has his act together and clearly has like dominance in the world. Very rarely do you see that happen. And like I said, those are the anomalies. Those are the anomalies of the women, and those women were probably like legit decent women, and for one reason or another ended up single after 26. But not like this Tinder. No, bro. I deleted it. I only had the app for about maybe, I don't even think it was 24 hours. That's kind of going to sleep last night. It was 24 hours. Like, because it's just like, it's terrible. Like, dealing with women older than 26 on average, give or take a year or two, I say especially by 30, dealing with them is just awful, okay? Especially after 26. It's just, it was everything I expected. Going into online dating and putting the age up to that age bracket, it was everything I expected. Dealing with those women are just, it is just like they have no more applicable use to the world, you see? And it's a sad shift, because like I said, women are born into being wanted, at least on some type of level. They are used to walking outside and being wanted simply because they are. You see what I'm saying? They didn't have to become anything. They just are. And they're so used to that, they expect that for the rest of their lives. And around 30, remember, I say around 26, 27, they just lose the course and throughout the course of their life. Like I said, a woman's existence is a sad existence. That is just dealing with a woman over 26, 27. If she's not like your aunt or something like that, like even then, like, because some of y'all can have some messed up aunts too. Now, my aunts were always cool with me, so I never had any problems with them. But I know how some aunts can be. I was probably lucky with that. Probably because in my family, we had seven uncles and two aunts from one side of my family. So they had a lot of male influence in their lives. That's probably why they act like they have, you know, at least some type of common sense in the world. But these women, especially these women without father figures in their life and men in their life, they are just, I mean, it is just terrible. Like, I would literally, after talking to them and dealing with that, I would literally rather just sit at home and just masturbate to porn all day long and play PlayStation instead of deal with that. I would much rather, for the whole scheme of it. Because, like I said, they're just not worth the hassle or trouble or, you know, like now in the real world, I'll have it happen to me where, like, let's say a 30-year-old, 32-year-old woman, she'll come up and talk to me, or like we'll like slide into a conversation, and that's cool. But like someone like they're still expecting you to do everything and get mad when you don't do it. Like, yeah, it's because you're not worth anything anymore, or your value has plummeted after hitting 30. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just, oh God, that was terrible. Like, as a matter of fact, yeah, that was awful. That was horrible. But yeah, man, trying online dating in the 30 and up group went about how I expected it to go. Just pathetic women who can't keep a man. They can't see why they can't keep a man. So now they're mad because they refuse to try to even understand it. And then, like, and all it's gonna take is like one beta guy to just walk in and just, you know, tell her everything she wants to hear and then validate her again. Like, nah, just like that porn star, Jenna Presley, man. Like, there. Oh, then I seen that the other porn star, Mia Khalifa, got married. I'm like, man. See, that, and I tell you exactly what that is. That is that modern day feminism beating down men and it being happy that just a pretty girl would talk to him. You see what I'm saying? Like, have some, man. Like, if you get anything from me, if you get any advice from me, let this be it. Have some self-respect when dealing with women, okay? If she does something you don't like, bounce on her ass, okay? Ghost her. Don't talk to her. See, don't stop giving women unearned attention, okay? Don't do that. Because if a woman likes you, if a woman likes you, she is going to go out her way in the perspective of a woman. Now, as a man, she's going to be a decent human, okay? But, okay, if a woman likes you, it's not going to be difficult, okay? If it's difficult, or if anything is, like, rubbing you the wrong way, then just leave her. Like it's not that hard. See, because I remember when I was younger, man, I would never leave a girlfriend. Because I was a beta, man. Like, I was so used to just, you know, just adoring women's attention so bad. Like, I remember being that guy. There was no way I would have dumped a woman when I was younger. Now, I just dump, unmatch, block all the time. Like, it's not even delete the number, throw away the email address. Like, I do it all the time. Like, because when you're younger, I'll speak for me. When I was younger and I was dating girls when I was younger, my brain could never see past, if I made them mad, they'll never talk to me again. See, I wasn't looking at it from the sense of, you know, women, if you leave her, you're still valuable, because you're probably more valuable because that told her that you got something else better to do than her. You see what I'm saying? But my brain, when I was, you know, younger, I couldn't see that. I couldn't see it at all. I was so, like, it would have probably hurt me more to dump a woman that was horrible than to just have her dump me. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's, oh man, like, but yeah, back to the story. Just, man, like, I don't even know why men even deep put up with women like that. Like, well, they're beta. They've got to be, like, beta, low self-esteem, punk men that's going to tell them whatever they want to hear. Because I don't know how men put up. I don't know how men deal, like, just, like, deal with that. Because, like, their whole existence is just useless now. You see what I'm saying? Their entire existence is just like I said, unless she's like that one decent woman, which they do exist. I know one that's 60 something years old and she's a decent woman. And I talk to her. They do exist, but for the most part, their existence is just worthless after 30. For the most part. There, like I said, there are anomalies. There are anomalies of women who do better jobs than men with everything. But for the most of them, no. After 30, man, they're just pretty much they're just attention zombies. They're just miserable and looking for attention, but once they get over 26, man, 26, 27, no man, okay, one, she can never love you, okay? That's because I talked about that in the previous video. And I think I went into why, little reasons, looking at examples why. But once a woman gets too old mentally, and sometimes I've seen it happen young as 20. When their brains start to click in and they start indulging in what they act with everything that they like to do, once a woman goes, I know what I want, she's done. She is done. She's done. Once those words come out of her mouth, she's done. Sometimes they can go back on it and fix it and realize, yeah, I'm not really getting anywhere with this mentality. But sometimes they get lucky and they find a dude. But for the most part, for 80% of them, they're done. But yeah, man, just. Okay, my advice would be this. If you're going to hook up with a woman over 27, just remember, no matter how good she is in sex, when she's acting right, she's going to act right. She's going to give you everything you want. She's going to cook for you. She's going to clean for you. She's going to get stuff for you because she knows her value drop. Now, you have to remember, she's doing that for a reason. And she's doing that reason is being, the reason is she knows her value drop, so she has to get you. And so she has to spoil you. Because it's no secret to what men want. I mean, the women know it. But see, when they're younger, they just don't have to do it because they're lazy. You see what I'm saying? But when they get older, now they got to do it. Because, you know, all the younger women are always out and they got to compete with them. But my advice, if you do this, man, do not fall in love with her. Do not call her. If she calls you, cool. She texts you, cool. But you don't call her or text her. Okay. Do not fall in love with that woman. Because you will never, ever, ever be loved the way that you feel that you should. And how she can love you. How she can love him. How she could have loved a man when she was 22. You will never get that. You will never get that out of a woman over 30 and up. You will never get it. When you get with a woman over 30, let's say, because I know some people who marry women, like who got with a woman over 30 and then married her. I did it actually. Like you will never ever get the love that you feel that you deserve. You will spend that entire marriage or the entire relationship always hoping that if you just do a little bit better, then she'll love you how you want to be loved. But the reality of it is, she doesn't like that. She biologically, she cannot do that anymore. You see what I'm saying? Because she's just too old. She's been on the carousel too long. She can't. Now she may like you for a little bit. And she likes the lifestyle that you lead, but she will never love you. You see what I'm saying? Like she can't. A general woman is incapable of genuinely falling in love and being a companion with a man when she gets too old. See, all of that is for women when they're younger. For her to, you know, to be your ride or die chick, that's for those ages. When they're younger, preferably when you're older. Now it does happen. Some guys are like 20, and when the girl's 20, and they hit it off, and they get it, at that time. But usually the girl has to be younger and the guy has to be older to even get that dynamic properly, you know, playing off. And then even then, like when those two have it like that, an older guy is always giving it to her how she really wants it behind a dude's back. But yeah, that's the video, man. Just I had a bad experience. Well, it really wasn't even bad. It was just an experience with online dating. And it was pretty much how I thought it would go. And now the app's gone. Because like dealing with women over 26, especially in online dating, is just they are women over 26, 27 are the junkyard of women. That's what it is. I say at best, I said, no, let me rephrase that. Women over 26 to 27 at best are a used car lot, like JD Byrider or something like that. At absolute best. Okay, the equivalent of it is a car on a JD Byrider lot trying to be cleaned up to look like a new to look like a brand new car. No matter how much you gonna clean that up, replace everything, do all types of maintenance, that car is still gonna be a used car. You see what I'm saying? That's how you should look at how a woman's potential loving you is after she hits 30. No matter how much she tries, no matter how much you try, she is, it is just not gonna be there. And it's biologically gone. Just like with a new car. Once it's not a new car, it can never be a new car again.